This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Today, at Queen's College, Oxford, it's the annual Boar's Head Gaudy. Every year right before Christmas, the college invites alumni to the dinner, which begins with the pomp and circumstance of burying a boar's head in on a platter. Alumni, they call them old members, await their invitation to the gaudy with much anticipation. Queen's College has been having this party for 600 years or so, but the allure of the wild boar goes back further than that. It's with much anticipation that we turn to our friend from the world of classics, Elaine Fantham, in Toronto, to tell us more. Elaine, thanks so much for being back with us.
So nice to be back, I assure you.
What's the significance of the boar?
It was the most luxurious food available to the Romans, unless you went in for swan stuff with turkey stuffed with geese, etc. So its importance in satirical writing comes from the fact that everybody pretentious would have a boar at their feast.
I understand Pliny the Younger has a role here.
Yes, well, this is Pliny in his letter to Tacitus. Now, Tacitus was, of course, the most important writer and thinker of the generation. And Pliny starts, "You will laugh and you won't believe it, but I've already caught 3 wild boars." And then he goes on, of course, to explain how he had done this. Younger Pliny was adopting the old Roman tactic of hunting by proxy. That's to say, you have your stout young servants do the work and you just proudly say, "Guess what, I caught 3 boars." And Pliny explains that he is a multitasker, that he has in fact bought his notebooks and is writing this letter at the same time that he is catching all these wild boars, and isn't he clever?
Now, Elaine, tell me about the Queen's College part.
Well, you know, these processional things were a great thing in these privileged colleges, which were the place where rich young men went to enjoy themselves unsupervised by their fathers. Mm-hmm. Imagine a college hall, and most of these college halls have the same layout. There's a dais, and on top of this platform, there is a particularly handsome table and leather-studded chairs, and that's where the permanent fellows and dons sit to eat. And down below, in the body of the hall, there will probably be 3 rows of long tables with benches, old and polished wood. And the students who come into hall would sit there and clap and sing as the procession came in. Mm-hmm. And when it got up to the high table where the dons hung out, my guess is that that is when a special carver would appear with a very fierce knife and start slicing out the meat and giving it in order of precedence, because there were people whom I know as sizers, though there were other names, who were admitted to the university without fees on condition that they worked as college servants.
Do you know the Boar's Head Christmas carol?
"The boar's head in hand bear I, bedecked by bay and rosemary, and I beg you, my masters, be merry, quot estis in convivio." I'm going to stop there.
I think that was beautiful.
Well, thank you.
Elaine Fantham, Professor Emerita of Classics at Princeton University, speaking with us from Toronto. Happy hunting, Elaine.
Thank you. Tally-ho!